Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It's time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, a new report on job and wage growth from Paycheck shows the continuation of a trend.
Yeah, Beth, and in fact, this trend that we've been seeing in these monthly reports done by Paychex and a partner firm, IHS, shows that while small business continues to see job growth across the country, the rate of that growth has seen a small decline compared to this time a year ago. In terms of wage growth nationwide, this has been an issue. Even with the tight labor market, unemployment rates have really come down. You would think wages would rise, but they've been slow to do that. The Paychex Employment Watch shows that hourly wage growth among small businesses stands at about 2.4% right now. That's up a bit from last year, but still not the increase that rate experts would expect. Paychex CEO Marty Musi says while small businesses are generally more positive about the economy, they don't feel they're in a position right now to raise wages.
Even though there's a great optimism with small businesses, they're not making enough profit, they're saying, based on our survey, to raise wages. So, you know, they didn't gain as much from tax reform because small businesses don't always make that much profit, particularly startups, and so they weren't gaining great from lower tax rates.
In terms of job growth, Musi says discretionary services continue to do well, things, products that you don't necessarily need but want to buy, those are doing pretty well, as are the construction industry, but that is mainly in the southern U.S. Northeast, not quite as good. Well, Conduent, that's the company spun off from Xerox a couple of years ago. They do business services. They are reporting this morning they've agreed to sell their local and municipal constituent government software solutions business to a company called Avenue Insights and Analytics. The sale primarily includes software solutions for Conduent's local and municipal government clients. Officials say this is part of Conduent's plan to divest $1 billion in revenue associated with non-core assets. I did contact a spokesman this morning for Conduent, and he says they do employ in that particular division about 670 employees worldwide. There are no specifics on how many might be employed here in Rochester, but he does say those who are working for Conduent in that division will be transitioned to Avenue Analytics when that transaction is completed. New York State has awarded a $400,000 grant to the city of Hornell that will be used to support expansion at TTA Systems. That's a Hornell-based maker of equipment and components for rail cars. The state grant will help the company expand operations to assemble high-speed rail car trucks and create about 30 full-time jobs, mainly for hard-to-place workers. The expansion involves about $950,000 in private investment. TTA is a subcontractor to Alstom. Of course, they are the big French transportation company, and they are building high-speed rail cars for Amtrak in Hornell. Kodak releases its second quarter results. That is coming up on Thursday afternoon. There had been a report we told you about not too long ago in the Wall Street Journal that Kodak was exploring a sale of its flexible packaging division. Company not commenting on that, but we'll see whether they have anything to say about that on Thursday when they report earnings. The Genesee County Economic Development Center approving incentives for the construction of two solar farms in Batavia. That developer, Pearl Solar, will invest about $6 million in the project. They'll get about $472,000 in sales and property tax exemptions. The chairman of the Economic Development Agency in Genesee County, Paul Battaglia, says while the board was concerned the project will only create one job, he says there will be other economic impacts, including construction and installation, as well as energy discounts for local residents who want to buy solar energy from that project. And Cornell University renaming the New York State Agricultural Experiment Station in Geneva, longtime operation there. It'll now be called Cornell Agritech. They say the name change underscores the value that facility brings to improving the health of people, environment, and the economy of New York State. Beth?
All right. That's Randy Gorman, our news director with the WXXI Business Report.